the part of a fireplace that extends out into the room on the floor.
So. All right.
And was there a place on the stove or near the fireplace, a sort of a shelf where maybe you kept food warm?
On the apron of the stove. Seemed to me that they did call it the apron.
And this is
the back of the stove. One thing we set food to the back of the stove, on the top. I can't remember.
All right. What about the part of the fireplace? I see one over there that extends out. Maybe
that was the mantle.
All right.
Mantelpiece. That's what we call it.
Fine. When you burn coal in the fireplace.
That's in the grate.
Big pardon?
In the grate.
That's what you used to hold the coal. Now and then you'd have to clean out either the chimney or a stove pipe, and it was this black stuff. Wood, when it's burned, forms a substance that sometimes...
ashes.
Right. You know the answers before I'm asking you the questions. right now you're sitting in a
chair,
and these are large pieces of furniture. This would be a...
Now, I used to hear in my day as a Davenport, now we call them studio couches and hideaway couches, but back in that day I heard the term Davenport.
Is there a difference between a couch and a Davenport?
I think my way of thinking, it's just a terminology, because I think in terms of them as being a two-purpose, for sitting and then for sleeping.
I see. Mm-hmm. Was there something else that had several cushions,
Well, that Davenport.
Another
one. Now, I know it in this terms now that has cushions. And that is hideaway couch, because I have that type that I use when guests come in for an extra day.
What about the sofa? Is that the same?
Oh, yes, I used to hear the word sofa, too.
Now, is that the same? Would that be the same?
In the same bracket.
Okay. There wouldn't be a difference in the way it was made or anything?
I have noticed it. Only one thing is... Now, they have some that it's just the sofa, what do you call it, just to sit on. Now, whether that would be a terminology different there or not, I don't know. Then they have the others open up, which is just one long concern.
I see. In the bedroom, there would be probably several pieces of furniture, one of which would be a bed. Were there any other pieces of furniture that you think of?
We had the bed and the dresser and the shift robe. They call it armo.
Now, this was like a big closet that was furniture.
Yes.
All right.
The shift robe is sometimes termed as a group of nothing but drawers. They call that the chest of drawers.
Now, is a chest of drawers different from a dresser?
Yes, it is.
Now, what is a
dresser?
Now,
the dresser consists of drawers, but the mirror.
Is it a tall, do you sit down to a dresser or stand up usually?
You can do both.
You can
to
do
the
both.
Dresser.
I see. And it has the mirror.
Yes, it has the mirror.
And the flat part of the dresser is more waist high.
Yes, that's
and the
right.
Chest of drawers is higher.
Higher.
All right.
And sometimes the chest of drawers will carry on a compartment with a mirror, and a long mirror, and that will serve the same purpose almost as that armor.
I see. Mm-hmm. But it would be a chest of
it's
drawers.
A chest of drawers.
It wouldn't have doors then on the front like the...
The old type had doors.
I see. Now this
but the newer type, we didn't have doors. I mean, doors, we had drawers.